The attitude I'd like people to have is that they're explorers and they're exploring a new land and they're exploring a new kind of society so that they're learning and not go back into the past and compare, well, this is this, but last year it was that. The kids are having a hard enough time having a year and almost a year and a half taken away from their lives at the point of extreme necessary socialization. So kids are going to be terrified of what is so-and-so going to think of me? Am I going to look funny? All this with masks. Am I going to be able to wear my mask all day? Does it make me look funny? Do my ears stick out? So there's so many things that are going on, and they don't have to do necessarily with scholastic kinds of opportunities. They have to do with social opportunities.
And I'm guessing social is just so important for so many school-age children. And, you know, I'm right in that mix. We have a 14-year-old. He's going to be a freshman in high school. And that is right in the heart of where social situations really matter for these kids. How about the way we act, Dr. Athens, as parents? How much can we do that will keep things, you know, smooth for our kids or make it tougher for them?
Absolutely. As parents, we must be very good role models. We must put whatever we're thinking away and be calm and stable and reassuring, because our kids take the messages from us as their leads to how to act. And if we can be reassuring and happy and curious and supportive and positive, our kids will have a much better time of readjusting to school, whatever the school is going to be. You know, I've been talking to friends on the East Coast, and they said, well, it gets cold here in the winter, and we might have another lockdown if it's really cold and if the disease spreads. And this would be devastating to your kid. So I would really recommend, as a parent, you be positive and say, we're going to go, we're going to explore what's new for us. I'm going to support you, and really be steady. Parents need to be steady and consistent in messages of positivity for their kids, and open, hopefully, during this time of shelter in place, hopefully more open relationships were developed as far as communication and understanding. So your kid feels very safe coming to you and saying, hey, I feel this way, or hey, I feel that way. You want that to happen. You don't want your kid to shut her or himself up in their room and just say, go away.
Those are a few things we can do that are positive. Let's get into the negative. We have to ask, what are some of the wrong things we as parents can say and how we can act that could end up being a detriment to our kids as they head back?
One of the worst things we can say is, oh, you don't feel that way. Or, oh, it's not as bad as you think it is. Basically negating what your child feels. Do not do that. Do not negate. Do not say it's not as bad as you think. Say, wow, it sounds like it's really awful. Let's sit down and talk about it. What's the worst thing that happened today? Gee, you know, what were some of your feelings about it? Get your kid to open up and talk about feelings, and then sit down and say, okay, let's see how we can work with those. What could be some other ways we could deal with what's going on? So when parents don't listen to their kids or deny their kids or suddenly are too busy to be with their kids, kids will clam up, act out, go in their rooms, may even start swearing. And you don't want that. You don't want to have a big fight in your house. And you can avoid that if you stop a moment and really say, huh, I'm interested to know what your experience is. Can we talk about it?
I have to ask you about the politics of masks and vaccinations and how, frankly, there's a lot of strong opinions on either side about the issues that go into battling COVID-19. How do you prepare your kid to deal with people who may be in favor one way or another, fundamentally about how we handle these things differently as families?
I think what you say is that everyone has a different opinion. Let's talk about what you're feeling, what you're thinking. And we have to allow people to have their own way, their own opinion. There are certain rules. We have a health department that sends down certain rules to different school districts, whether you need to put masks on or whether you don't. But how do you feel about it? What are you thinking about it? Maybe sit down and do a little research with your child about what that means, understanding that there are varying opinions and people have a right to have their opinions, but we also live in a country of laws and that the public health department does have the right to tell a school district, or a school district does have the right to say, you must wear masks. Now, there are exceptions. If your child has trouble breathing, has asthma, has allergies, the mask mandate can be forgiven. But that also will bring some problems, because if everyone's wearing a mask and they're not, they will feel, again, pointed out.
Yeah, I think you said that pretty well. That's a good roadmap, I believe. And when in doubt, just follow the law. This is really good stuff here. Is there anything that we haven't mentioned as we head into this school year that you want to make sure and say?
Well, I want to make sure that parents realize how important they are and that their children love them and look to them for everything. Even if your kid is 14 or 15, you know, oh, dad, oh, mom, blah, blah, blah. You stay steady. You understand that you're very important and what you say matters. So be careful with your words to your kids. Always be positive. Always be supportive. And the question you ask is, gee, what are you thinking about this? Gee, what are you feeling about this? Let's sit down, or let's go take a walk and have a Coke and talk about it.
I like it. And you're laying all this groundwork ahead so that when tough times do come up, you already have that relationship of communication established, right?
Exactly. And if you don't have it established, start now. Say, you know, I don't think I've been talking to you enough. I haven't been the best parent I can be. Can we sit down? Tell me what you would like from me. Do you have any idea? I'll tell you what I'm thinking too. So that basically then takes the onus off of you're wrong or you're bad or whatever, because you're always saying, maybe I didn't come up to par here. And I'm willing to change. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Are you saying that us parents are humans as well?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm saying we're human and we have our own warts and faults. And if we can allow ourselves to be human every day with our children and say, you know, I know that you look up to me and I don't know everything, but there's ways to find out. Why don't we try to find out together? Why don't we talk together? That is going to instill so much respect from your child to you. It's going to last a lifetime. My kids, who are just like every other teenager, now they're older, they call me up and go, Mom, I need a little advice. I go, oh, okay. Now that is beautiful. That makes me want to cry when I realize, oh, all that work we put in is paying off, you know? So you want to develop that relationship with your kids, that you're human, they're growing, you respect their ideas, you respect their feelings, and that you want to be, you know, in there with them, that you can counsel, but you're not dictator. You know, all that dictatorial parenting is gone. It belongs to an age past. And we really need to understand that the way to have good family and good relationships is to have a more equal team approach to everything.